Hi, I'm Stunning Stella Cheeks.
And I'm the Enigma Erin Klein.
And this is
Not Your Demographic,
a feminist wrestling podcast.
Shockingly, those exist.
Okay.
I took really bad notes again this week.
I took really good notes for like half of it, and then during NXT and Raw, I was like, man, I don't even care.
Yeah.
I don't even care. How are you?
I'm pretty good, actually. I'm back weightlifting again after my injury, so that has been great. I feel like I'm dying, so I know it's working, so that's good. Yeah, it's been a good, uneventful week, which is nice.
It's good.
Yeah, how are you?
Stressed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's my go-to emotion. We're moving in, at the end of the month, and there's just a lot to pack and get rid of. Like, today I donated a bunch of comic books, and I donated a bunch of art supplies, and it's just, like, a lot to get done.
Yeah.
I got into
Moving sucks.
Got into a screaming match with my current landlord.
Excellent.
It was.
Excellent.
I got off the phone and I was shaking so hard. I was so mad. I was like shaking. And like, I was like about to cry, but not in like, oh, my feelings got hurt. I was just like so overwhelmed with emotions that I was like, I need to like scream or cry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like one of these two. Like I called, he sent an email that was like, hey, you need to be out by the 31st. And I was like, that's actually not like our agreement. Like I told you that we'd be out by the 1st. Like nobody contacted me back about that. So I just assumed that was okay. Like calling 2 weeks before our move, like
not
that's unrealistic. And he was like, well, I guess you're just gonna have to find a hotel. And I was like, well, what? No. And then I was like, I would like to like work this out. And he was like, there's nothing to work out. And then he just got really shitty and starting to raise his voice. And I was like, can you stop? Can we talk? And he kept screaming to the point where I felt like to honestly be heard, I had to scream over him. And then I pulled the card where I was like, look, you're basically a slumlord. Our heat didn't work for almost 2 years. There's a bunch of things wrong with this apartment. We've had multiple problems with you, and I've never done anything legally, but, like, if you're going to talk to me like this, I absolutely 100% will. And then he was like, well, I'll see you what. I was like, yeah, of course you will, you fucking. But the good news is our new landlord is great, and it's just a lady, not a company, like a shitty company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love my landlord, but he's his own company. He has a couple of, like, sub-employees, but he runs his own management company and does all of the handiwork himself. So it's like, oh, okay, you have an appreciation for, like, what kind of conditions your buildings are in, and you actually give a shit. And, like, it has never taken him more than 12 hours to respond to something for us. He always just shows up, and it's like, all right, I got it, whatever.
I was going to, like, repaint. I was going to deep clean. I was going to do all the things that a good tenant does. And I was like, nope, you screamed at me for no reason. I'm absolutely,
right on.
Like, you want to charge me for paint? Go ahead and try. So
what a dickhole.
But I did good things today. I donated. I gave forward.
Yeah. Man, we donated a bunch of stuff this weekend. I got rid of 5 big trash bags worth of, like, clothing.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't need any of this. All I wear are yoga pants and wrestling shirts. I don't need half of this shit anymore. And so I just cleaned out, like, my entire wardrobe.
That's nice.
It was great.
I feel pretty cleaned out. Like, I know it looks like I have a ton of books, which I do, but I like my books. And
yeah,
like,
I like my books.
I've cleaned out my closet. I wear everything in my closet.
Mm-hmm. I have a very strict system of anything that I haven't worn in over a year or I don't actually like the way that it looks on me, I get rid of.
Oh, yeah. Anytime I'm waffling, I put it on, and I'm like, nope.
Yep.
Or yep.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm trying to... It's just that thing. I'm trying to get rid of stuff, and I don't know. I'm so stressed right now. Yeah. I'll pull my hair out. But it'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's just, like, a weird time because I got a new job, and so it's like I can't take a ton of time off. This was, like, my one day off, so I am just a little stressed. Speaking of which, because of all of this happening, we won't have regular episodes for the next 2 weeks.
Yep.
We might get together if we find some time and record, like, a special. Maybe we'll watch some Chikara or do, like, a Payback, not Payback, Extreme Rules Fallout or something. We're going to try and update the Tumblr and keep that really active, and we'll have our Twitters, but the end of this month is just a little... Yeah. Crazy.
Little chaotic. So. Just a little bit.
2 weeks, that's not bad. We've been pretty consistent. I think we've only ever taken 1 week off since we started, so.
We lost a couple of audio files, and so I accidentally took a couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, I don't think we've really taken any time off. So, yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. And there are other good wrestling podcasts. You can listen to Face Like Feministas. You can listen to The Heels and Heels. You can listen to The Hard Times Pod. You can listen to Cage Side Seats. There's lots of, like, wrestling podcasts that are awesome.
That's true.
So fill your time with them.
All of these things are
but
true.
But still come back to us.
Yeah, don't leave forever. We'll be back.
Don't leave us.
What wrestling shirt are you wearing?
Brie Mode. Yeah. Mostly, honestly, it's like a really nice fitting tank top.
It is a really good
like,
tank top.
Like, I can wear a cute cardigan. Like, it is a... And because it's just the block, like, letters, like, it's graphically not necessarily a wrestling shirt. Like, it works stylistically a lot better than a lot of wrestling shirts. Yep. I did buy new wrestling shirts this week.
Yes, I saw.
I know. I got my first paycheck from my new job last week, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do a little TLC and buy some stuff that I need for my soul. So I bought a Candice LeRae shirt. The shirt that's been sold out forever, I finally was like, how is the shirt still sold out? Like, I don't understand. Isn't this like a print-to-order company or order-to-print company? So I just tweeted them, and I was like, what's going on? And they were like, huh, that's weird. Here's the right link. And I was like, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, perfect.
So I got my Candice LeRae Bloody Face shirt, and then I got, or Candice is Tougher Than You shirt, and then I got a Joy Ryan Make the Crowd Pop shirt.
Ooh.
I'm pretty excited about both of those. That's it's been a while sweet. Since I bought a wrestling shirt.
It's been a minute.
So I feel well, other than the Pentagon one, but I gave him my money.
That's different, yeah. A live show shirt buying is a different thing.
Right. But now, since we've made our, like, top 10 active wrestler shirts, I'm like, oh, now I have to make sure I own at least one wrestling shirt for some of them. But it sucks because, like, I love Ivelisse, but she's got bad shirts.
Yeah, that's how I feel. All of Okada's stuff is bad. He wasn't in my top 10, but he's one of those people that I really like, and he would be in, like, a top 30 list. I'm just not, like, super excited about what he's doing right now.
Right.
Which is why he was not on my list. All of his shirts are garbage. All of them are garbage. Like, I'm not gonna wear any of these. I have high standards. Absolutely not.
Also, screw you guys for giving a shit about our list.
Yes, fuck you guys.
I feel like our lists were really well curated. Yes,
I understand. It took us forever to do them, too.
That mine had, like, The Miz on it, but, like, everyone knows I love The Miz. Like, was I not gonna put The Miz on
it? Yes, seriously.
But we had a good mix of females and males and independent and... Mm-hmm. You know, WWE.
I can't believe I forgot Dalton Castle.
I thought about it, and I was like, you know, I love Dalton Castle, but, like, I don't go out of my way to watch ROH every week. Like,
that's true. I don't go out of my way to watch
it. He's not on my top 10.
He's so good. He should have been in my honorable mentions.
Damn. Yeah, you cheated. You had a couple ties.
Yeah.
You're a cheater.
I don't give a fuck. Gymnastics kid.
It's time for some news. So Adam Rose is a colossal dirtbag.
Okay, here, let's talk a little about that. Because there are, yes, I completely agree. But also there are some weird circumstances because this was in Florida. Florida has very weird domestic violence laws. And that's part of the reason that he was arrested and held without bail. So in Florida, if the cops are called on a domestic violence call, someone has to go to jail. You can't not go to jail. Somebody has to go to jail.
Weird.
Yeah. So, and they have zero tolerance. They're like, if the cops are called, you get arrested. And what happened, what she said happened, and I believe actually happened.
What's tampering with a witness then?
I'm going to get to that.
All right.
Okay. So he grabbed her and she called the police because she was frightened. Which, good, she should. I think that's absolutely the right thing to do. There's no excuse to grab a woman.
No excuse to grab another person uncalled for.
Right, exactly. So that's what happened. So she went to call the police, and he grabbed the phone away from her and hung it up. Because he was like, I just grabbed you, it was a mistake, I'm sorry. That is what he got charged with tampering with a witness for, because he took the phone away from her while she was on the line with 911. So that's what happened. So it's really weird. It's like a really weird, messy, like, if he was in any other state, he probably would not have been charged with either of these things. But at the same time, if you're afraid enough to call the police, like, that's also not good. And I don't know. It's really hard. Like, their primary money source is gone. They have a disabled son. Like, they probably got into an argument that he took too far, and she called the police, and now it's a huge fucking train wreck. So, I don't know. Yeah, he's a dirtbag, but I also feel really bad for everybody. Like, I think everybody kind of got fucked here.
Yeah.
This never would have happened if WWE had not suspended him, too. That's another part of it. Like,
for Adderall, right? That's what came out?
Yeah. Which he had been taking the whole time he was employed there, and they just now gave him a wellness policy violation. Like, the whole thing is real fucked up. Really, really fucked up. So, I don't know. It's just sad.
Yeah.
This is a sad situation.
It is a sad situation. And, like, you know, it's hard to judge people when you don't know them and stuff, but, like you said, if she felt unsafe enough to call the cops, like, it's not a good situation.
Right, exactly.
Speaking of dirtbags, Alberto Del Rio. I thought it was a joke.
Really? Why?
I don't know. Because she's like 22. Oh, whatever.
Who cares?
It's weird.
They live the same life. That's part of it.
Yeah, like, but also he's gross.
Whatever. He looks like a fucking Greek god with his clothes off. Like, I don't blame her. Do you blame her?
No. Yes.
Look at all these dirtbags she's been dating on Total Divas. Also, I do not have any doubt in my mind that this was WWE. Like, you guys should maybe ride together. Maybe you should.
Ew.
Maybe you should do these things.
Ew.
Big winking eyes.
Starting their own League of Nations. It's nasty. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I like
him. He's nasty, though.
Why do you say that?
He just seems like he's fun to be like from afar, you're like, oh, he's a good looking man. But like the actual thought of like him touching me is gross to me. He's gross. He's like scummy. I don't know. I don't like it.
I don't get scummy.
Apparently he like gets around too, which is fine, like whatever, sow your oats. But it's like weird, like that just like, I don't know.
I think it's super weird that they like announced it. That's yeah. The thing that really like struck me as strange. Why did you announce
They look super weird together.
They do look super weird together.
It's comical how weird they look together.
I think it's kind of why I like it. Because I'm like, oh, all right. Okay. Well, this is bizarre.
No.
There are so many crazy couples in WWE right now.
Yeah, I get it. Like, I don't like that people are calling him, like, a ring rat. Like, well, I get it, like, when you joke about it. Like, it's funny. But, like, whatever. Who cares? People sleep with the people that they see the most, like,
you
times.
All see each
it's
other.
Just like a showmance. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It happens.
That's exactly what
if
it
you
is.
See nobody else, guess who you're going to fall in love with.
Right, exactly. They all are together 300 days a year. Like, it's, how are you not? That
right?
Just makes total sense. Fucking Dana and Dolph are dating right now.
Still?
I think so, yeah.
They've been dating since Thanksgiving.
Damn. Good for them.
Also, Ricochet and Tessa Blanchard are a couple. I figured that out.
I know, and I'm like,
I hardcore saw Jessica Havoc on her Instagram because I find her fascinating. She's cool. I want to be
very
her friend.
Yeah.
You guys, I don't have any other news, just dirtbag news.
Seem like
what other news is there?
Let's see.
Sure, there's news.
Yeah, there's some news. Oh, did you see that Kevin Owens and Tyler Breeze are doing that GoFundMe for the victims of the Alberta fires in Canada?
Oh, yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah. It's still going on. When you guys listen to this, it'll be going on until Sunday, I believe. It runs.
They raised a lot of money.
Yeah. It goes until the 22nd. Okay. So Kevin and Tyler started this GoFundMe project that they wanted to donate to the Canadian Red Cross to help support the victims of the Alberta fires, which were these, I think they're still going on. Like, they're huge. It's a huge fire. They had to evacuate people, like, from their jobs. People lost literally everything. And so they wanted to do something to help these people. And so they started a GoFundMe, and their initial goal was $30,000. And they each pledged $100 and said that anyone who matched that, they would make, like, a video thank you, and anyone who donated, they would follow on Twitter as, like, an incentive. So, in less than 24 hours, they hit their goal of $30,000, and a shitload of people donated $100, which is amazing. Like, I think it was super smart of them to offer this, like, prize, basically.
Right.
And a shitload of people took advantage of it. I'm sure they're going to be busy as shit doing these videos, but,
yeah.
Like, worth it. And so once they hit the 30,000 mark, they extended the goal to $100,000, and each of them pledged an additional $500. So each of them have given $600 to this cause and
nice.
Raised at least $100,000. And it's pretty incredible. And Kevin Owens continues to be, like, the greatest human on the fucking planet.
Like, also, like, the best.
Yeah, also the best. But, like, just an insanely generous person. And it is
so... And Tyler Breeze, too.
Like, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Just,
He's been doing, like, Kevin Owens, we've been aware of him doing stuff like this more.
Right, exactly. And so it's great that, I think that he approached Tyler, because I didn't know Tyler was Canadian.
Neither did I, actually.
Yeah, so I was really surprised about that. So he approached him and was like, I want to do something for Canadians. And Tyler was like, let's set this up and let's do this. So, yeah,
he's
I think
like,
it's...
like, Generico, he is a penny pincher.
Right? They're like, he can't. He has to pay for all of those masks that he can't use anymore. There are some mortgages
They're
on
They're all finance.
It's very difficult.
That's funny.
So, yeah. So if you guys can, donate a dollar. Don't donate 50 cents. That would be kind of silly. But donate a dollar. Like, I donated. I think that it's important for people to donate. Like, it's a natural disaster that is devastating. And when you lose things in a fire, like, that's it. It's all your shit is gone. Like, it's just gone. So if you can help, you should. And if you can't, you should share the campaign through Tyler or Kevin Owens' social media so that other people can be aware of it.
Other news that we forgot that's sad, but I'll end on a happy thing. Emma's got back surgery. She went into back surgery today.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of her awesome push.
Yeah. It's weird. I almost feel like it couldn't have happened at a more perfect time, though. Dana got injured right after her Asuka match, and it set up this great push for Emma, which brought her up to the main roster. And then as soon as Dana came up, Emma got injured, and now Dana is here to, like, take that spot, and Emma
can... But they let her keep having it.
It looks like they are. She had her match with Becky on...
air quotes around match.
Yeah, well, they had their segment. Yeah. They had a segment. And it looks like they're building to that. I have a feeling they're going to set that up as a match during SmackDown this week.
Yeah,
for Extreme
that
Rules.
That makes sense.
Because Ryback won't be on the pre-show, so they need somebody.
Yeah. Also, really good news, I got my bangs cut today, and they look
great.
Yeah,
I noticed. They look very good.
They look very good.
Yeah.
I'm going in for, like, a color. Basically, over the next 2 months, my hair is going to get turned into page hair, and I'm going to have gray tips. Yes. But it's...
Sick.
It is because my hair is black.
Yeah.
Hers are fake. Hers she can clip in. I'm doing mine for real, so it's going to be a process.
Yeah, it's going to take some time.
So I had my color consultation today.
Ooh.
It's going to be expensive, but worth it, because sometimes you just got to do cool hair.
That's baller.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
That's super cool.
So that's good news.
That is very good news.
You want to talk about wrestling?
Wait. I have one more thing.
Oh, Jesus, Aaron.
This is weird trademark news from WWE. They trademarked the phrase lady balls. Yeah, lady balls.
Can you trademark that phrase? I guess you can.
They did.
That's weird.
The weird thing is, and like, capital L,
I saw
capital
somebody tweet
B,
lady balls, and I was like, I thought it was a joke.
No, they actually trademarked lady balls, capital L, capital
That's
B.
So weird.
But they didn't just trademark this as like merchandise. They trademarked it as like active performer name. So I don't know if they're like trying to make this work as like an NXT thing that they're going to bring up, but it looks like they're trying to make a gimmick for a woman and name her Lady Balls.
Or a man and name him Lady Balls.
That's true. That would be super weird. I hope that's true.
Pretty weird either way.
Really weird either way. So I don't know. Keep
Why do
an
we
eye
watch
out
wrestling? It's
for
such
Lady
garbage.
Balls.
So good this week.
Confession, I turned on TNA and tried to watch it and fell asleep so hard. Like,
but not because of TNA.
No.
You were tired.
I don't take naps ever. I'm really bad at them. I often can't take them. And I just, like, out of nowhere passed out. And I woke up and was, like, miserable.
Who am I?
And I woke up in the middle of a segment and was like, I can't even. I need to turn this on.
I tried. That's funny.
I tried.
Well,
so,
it was fucking really good. Quickly go through it, because we gotta be quick, because I have a show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
commentary was live, or at least appeared to be live. They
really?
At least did that thing that they do on NXT where they'll have, like, a live segment.
Yes.
And so you can see them. I didn't see them, like, sitting. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention that well. But commentary was kind of live.
Okay.
Jeff Hardy has this new thing where it's, I'm calling it lazy face paint, where he just puts paint on his hands and then when he walks out, smears it on his face.
I did see that and was like, what the fuck is happening to your face?
I like lazy face paint. I think it's really funny. I don't know why. I think it's really funny. Decay versus Jeff Hardy makes so much thematic Hot Topic sense. To the point where Jeff Hardy said, Decay did me wrong. I mean, I thought they were cool. They come out to a Manson song.
Oh my god. No.
I also am really loving Abyss without a mask. I hated Abyss, and now I'm like, he has like more of a legitimate character. Rosemary is doing a lot of work for them, and it is working for me. I don't like stuff like Decay, but I like Decay. I'm intrigued by what they're doing.
I watched her segment from 2 weeks ago that you were telling me about, too. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's like, not the world's best wrestler, but like, Dana Brooke's not the world's best wrestler, but right. She's got great character work.
Right, exactly. So you know, can like use that to build some, you lose some.
Yeah, like exactly. Maddie is a great wrestler and is shit at character work. Oh my god. Like whatever.
My eyes roll into the next room.
I guess Jeff Hardy and James Storm are a tag team right now. They are called, I swear to God, Charismatic Storm. I don't know.
No.
It was a solid match. Everybody in it is solid. But then Willow came out to fuck with him. But like, what? Jeff Hardy is Willow. And it's so funny.
Wait.
Jeff Hardy's like, wait, but I'm Willow. No, I'm Willow. And he had like a little temper tantrum. His temper tantrum about Willow was really funny.
Okay, that makes sense. I saw a bunch of stuff about Willow coming out and I was like, oh, so he's Willow again? That makes way more sense. Way more sense.
I bet it's going to be Matt Hardy. Him having a mental breakdown, he was just like walking backstage like, I'm Willow. No, but I'm Willow. He's like having like a weird schizophrenic break.
Weird.
Decay won with a mist. Yeah. That's their, I like that they're bringing the mist over here.
Yeah.
Maria and Mike Bennett were backstage at a Smashing Pumpkins concert. It was weird and funny because they were like doing like Snapchat or whatever, like, hey, we're at Smashing Pumpkins. We're, like, best friends with Billy Corgan. Whatevs. And then they went into his dressing room. They're like, hi, Billy. We want to talk to you about something. And they're like, oops, the phone's still on. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
So I guess the three of them are BFFs. It was so weird. I just went, LOL. Do you know who is, like, winning me over? Oh, wait, I'm skipping.
No.
Drew and Lashley did promos back in the ring. Remember when Bobby Lashley couldn't talk because he's doing so much better? Like, he's still not the best talker, but, like, him by himself is working. He said, I'm inspired by you. I'm so inspired, I'm going to come here and take the title off your ass.
Nice.
I was like, nice.
Cool. I've heard WWE is trying to convince him to come back.
Drew was like, I'll fight you right now. I'll fight you right now. I'm fighting tonight. He goes, take a week, Drew. Rest. Then I'm going to come for you. He's like, woo! Take a week. Calm down. Center yourself. I'm going to whip your ass when you're calm.
Woof.
I was like, Bobby Lashley.
Damn.
Then Drew stays to fight. He was like, I'll fight anyone. And then my weird new favorite wrestler, fucking Eli Drake, comes out.
Drake.
And I was like, God damn it. How did you convince me?
That is what I am saying. See, that's where I was like 6 months ago and was like, I don't understand.
He called the X Division a bunch of jumping jabronis. I was like, oh my god. Why do I like you now? Drew Galloway won when Eli tried to cheat. He won with a Future Shock, but like, and then he DDT'd him. Like, that's what it is. Or Future Shock DDT. And then Lashley, I don't know where Spears Drew. I'm liking this fight. I'm very excited to see it pay off tonight. EC3, I'm a businessman in trunks, and I'm not friggin' leaving. This is why you're the best.
He had a great interview with Sam Roberts. So
it was really good.
I really, really liked it.
He's my number one on my list.
I mean, I assumed that, but, you know, you're behind on stuff.
He also called Maria Bennett Toots McGee. She was like, he's like, your name's Toots McGee, and I'm not here to talk to you. Everyone had crazy quotes. And then Mike Bennett said the best line. He's like, you need me. I get it. I need absolutely nothing from you. I've moved on.
Ooh.
God. Their back and back promos in the ring is so good. And this is also a feud. Like, I'm invested in all of these fights. I am having way more fun watching TNA than I am watching WWE, which is like a thing that's happening. It was Gail. Oh, the thing that he set up. Drew, Mike Bennett, was like, if you want to fight me, you have to fight through your demons, EC3. I've already talked to my best friend, Billy Corgan. So basically, EC3 has to fight a bunch of people that, like the first match he did was with Rexxar Spud. They had a cage match, which was actually pretty good. Like, Spud and EC3 are different sizes, different wrestlers. But it was, like, a pretty intense cage match and, like, a lot of good character work.
Cool.
I listened to Spud on Colt Cabana, too, which was interesting.
Yeah, his interview was great. I really enjoyed it.
I liked it, too. Gail versus Jade for the title. Sienna jumped Jade, so Gail won. Then Gail... Oh, no, Sienna... No, that's not right. Sienna jumped Jade.
What?
Sorry. Sienna jumped Jade, and then Gail was pissed and went after Sienna, and then she just... Then Jade... I think... Actually, no, I didn't take good notes. Maybe it was a DQ. I'm excited about everything except for the women's division, maybe. I like what Maria
Feminism.
Is doing. That's terrible. I like what Maria is doing, but, like... And I'm excited to see where it goes, but, like, the actual in-ring stuff I'm not really interested in.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
No, I get it.
Al Snow is back. He's at his academy. He's talking about respect and humility. Ugh, who cares? It was Al versus Shira. Al tried to cheat. Grado distracts. Shira wins. Whatever.
He's I don't care about
he's
that.
He's a stupid
Grado's
idiot.
Back.
He's just a stupid idiot. Jeff Hardy called Willow a son of a witch, which I thought was hilarious and weird.
Okay.
But then there was a bunch of Willows. There's like an army of Willows. There's like three of them. I guess there's probably going to be more tonight. I don't know. And then it ended with the Rockstar Spud versus EC3. It was good. It made Rockstar look like a viable wrestler. He cheated a bunch, but he's a bad guy. Like,
yeah.
They know each other. They respect each other. Like, that aspect, like, worked well.
Mm-hmm.
Not they respect each other, but, like, you know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it was good. It was, like, shockingly good. I don't know. TNA is good. People need to give it a chance. Like, it's not perfect. Like, there are obviously problems about it, but, like, more good stuff than bad stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, WWE is not good all the way through. There's so much garbage in WWE.
Yeah. There was that, I retweeted, I don't remember who it was. He was talking about how to talk to people about TNA who...
Oh, I didn't see that. Who have given up.
Well, yeah, that, like, the way to talk to people about TNA, if you really enjoy it and want them to watch it, is not to debate them about the negative stuff.
It's just
about,
to be like, no, this is what's good about
it. Yeah, exactly. Like, Drew Galloway is doing great things. The women are interesting. Maria Kanellis and Mike Bennett are great. EC3 is always good. Rockstar Spud is good. Decay is doing really
interesting
things.
Trevor Lee is there, and Trevor Lee is incredible.
Right, exactly. And so I feel like there are a lot of people want to argue about, like, well, the business is fucked up, and Dixie, and Billy Corgan... And it's like, who cares? Like,
get over it.
Yeah, there's so much fucked up shit everywhere. And, like, TNA is good. And I don't watch it every week. But when you tell me things are good, I go back and watch those matches. Because I know that if the wrestling is good, I'm going to enjoy it. So it's... People are negative Nancys.
People are negative Nancys.
That's a fact.
Let's talk about NXT.
Okay.
I'll be a negative Nancy there. Is it me, or has NXT been, like, really fucking boring lately?
Yeah, it's been a bunch of exhibition and squash matches. It's
boring.
It's back to being developmental. I mean, we talked about this last week, but it's...
I don't even, like, want to watch anymore. Like, honestly, like, I didn't get to ROH this week, and I actually really, really wanted to watch ROH, and I feel like NXT might be the one that, like, gets cut.
That's legit. If you're not interested in it, don't watch it.
But I feel like I have to.
I know.
I did think that the Nakamura, Eli Samson met, or Elijah Samson, what's his name?
Elias Samson? No, Elias. That's not right. That was against Finn Balor. The Drifter and Finn Balor fought each other, Nakamura beat the shit out of Alex Riley, the most satisfying match in all of NXT.
What I meant to say is that the Finn Balor-Drifter match was surprisingly good, and it was the first time that the, like, shitty singing song gimmick worked for me. It really worked.
Mm-hmm.
It worked for me. It worked because of how Finn sold it.
Yeah, and it worked for me at the live show sort of for the same way, because it was sold in the right way, and I think that it just hasn't translated on TV quite the same.
Yeah.
But, like, the Full Sail crowd gets it, and it's, like, in on the joke of the Drifter, which is good, and I think helps a lot, and I think that Finn is good at that also helps a lot.
Yeah, I like seeing Nakamura, but, like, I feel like it's kind of boring. Like,
it's like we were saying before, they're giving
but
him
the
people...
Ty was like, Ty Dillinger was fun. This was shit, but, like, Alex Riley shit, so, like,
that was the thing. Like, I watched it the day after Alex Riley got released, and so it was just so satisfying. Yeah. It was only like 3 minutes long, too, it is was the like, thing.
Because it was the Alphas and somebody we don't know, and they won.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, Austin Aries is going to be in a tag match with a partner unknown for, against...
Unknown my ass! You know who that's going to be! It's going to be a fucking Dirty Heels reunion! Hello, oh my Bobby Roode! Duh! Girl, you didn't realize that!
Wait, is it for real? Do you know?
I don't know for sure, but tomorrow slash yesterday, I would be willing to put money down that it's Bobby Roode. Why the fuck would they not? He's like, I got it. I got my own tag partner. And he hasn't premiered yet, and I know he's going to be there!
Oh my god, Erin, if you got me so excited and it doesn't happen, I would be so pissed.
Why would it not? It makes perfect sense. Who else would be his mystery partner?
I need the Dirty Heels. I miss them. Oh, okay. And it was nice to see Blake and Murphy.
Yes, it was.
It was nice to see them.
And they were great, and I love, too, that Austin Aries was like, you came into this office and didn't even have the decency to bring Alexa Bliss with you? And I was like, Austin, I'm saying. Like, I agree. Where the fuck is she? And then she strolls in.
Yeah, she's like, I'm here. Her match was good.
Yeah, she was good. It was nice to see her on display. She was against Tessa Blanchard, right?
No, she was against another daughter of a horse person. Oh, that's right.
I don't remember.
Rachel Ellis.
That's not right.
It was like Rachel. Maybe.
I honestly don't remember Rebecca? Who that was. She was good. She's new. She's obviously legacy. I like that. I love legacy wrestlers. I think it's great. I love women as legacy wrestlers, especially.
I like Tessa Blanchard more, though.
Yeah, I prefer Tessa Blanchard. Where the fuck are Billie Kay and Peyton Royce?
I think they're dead.
I think they might be dead, too. They were like, oh, wait, we got all these Legends daughters? Bye,
but
Felicia.
They're not doing actually anything. They were, like, developing those two.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I don't know.
I don't care if I never see Peyton Royce again.
What? I liked her.
I preferred Billie Kay.
You can't even tell them apart.
Peyton Royce is the one with the Poison Ivy gimmick. Billie Kay is the one who has her name written across her sternum. I remember now.
You're a monster.
It only took me like 8 months.
Oh, and then Nia and Bailey are gonna fight again or whatever.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, whatever.
I'm bored by NXT.
Yeah, it's... Everybody moved up, and that's great, and it's developmental again, and it's...
It's boring.
It's, you know, that's a thing. Oh, well.
Your call. You want to talk about SmackDown and Raw, or do you want to talk about Lucha? End on a high note?
We should always end on a high note.
All right. I just want to talk about Lucha.
I know.
I envy the Facelock Feministas, because that's all they have to talk about.
I know. They get mad at each other when they talk about that other company.
I mean, to be fair, we talk about it a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, also, I'm just going to stick this right into the NXT, which is...
I don't care. That's what you do. Your catchphrase on this podcast is, oh, also...
Yes, it is. It's so true.
It's so upsetting.
I know. That's a real thing. Anyway, so, oh, also, if you guys are going to the Chikara show, the season finale for season 16 is a doubleheader in Chicago, and I'm going to be at that show, and you are going to be at that show. If you guys are going to be there, let us know so that we can know that. It's in December, so it's kind of a ways away, but I bought my tickets already. So there.
I bought mine too.
Yeah, SmackDown Raw.
SmackDown was fun. SmackDown was just a fun show. Jericho puts Dean in a straitjacket and beats the hell out of him. New Day promos with the Vaudevillians, and it was awesome.
Yep.
Vaudevillians, god damn it.
It's okay.
Dana and Becky fought. It was okay. Dana is still better on the mic than ring, which we can say about Raw as well. Emma poked Becky in the eye again. The Usos and the Club had the same match that they've been having. It's a good match. That's not the problem. It's just like, why do I even care about Extreme Rules?
It's super weird, too, because I feel like what used to happen is that they would do things on Raw, and then you'd get all this recap on SmackDown and, like, weird throwaway matches. And now they're doing matches almost as, like, a test to see if they'll work the next week on Raw.
It's weird.
So we get these recaps of SmackDown during Raw, but then we get the exact same match again. Like, I don't understand. Like, they're doing it with promos, too. The Bob Backlund, Darren Young promo that they did. It was, like, exactly the same.
Not good.
I love it. I love it. You don't like it.
I don't get it.
Oh, really? I love it. I absolutely love it.
I hate it.
Do you know...
It makes me uncomfortable.
Do you know Bob Backlund at all?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so perfect with his heel character. Like, that's his whole thing. He's like, he's Mr. Wrestling. He's not Mr. Wrestling, but, like, that's his whole deal. I love, too, that he screamed at Darren, the number one rule is that pro wrestling is life. Like, yeah, duh. That's on brand for me. Obviously, I'm into that. I love it. I think it's great. Anyway.
Raw.
I
missed the first 30 minutes because I thought it was recording, and then it, like, just didn't record, so then I had to watch it live, which means I missed RuPaul's Drag Race, which means I had it spoiled. Because if you go on the internet, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to not watch Raw because it was recording, and then I wanted to watch RuPaul's Drag Race live. But RuPaul's Drag Race was recording, and Raw was not. Thus my conundrum. Ugh. And I know that Bob won, which is great. That was my prediction. But... still, kind of pissed that I couldn't just, like, watch it and live in the moment.
Yeah, that does suck. I'm sorry.
Fuck you, WWE, for ruining my Drag Race.
Yeah. Bitches.
Kind of, like, I'm not surprised that Bob won, but me and Zach thought maybe Bob wasn't going to win because they've given it to a comedy queen, like, a bunch of years, and we've never had a queen that was, like, Kimchi, who was so avant-garde in her looks. Well, that's not true. Raja was, but we haven't had... Raja was season three.
Yeah, that was a long time
ago.
And this
is season eight, so...
They're on season eight already?
Girl, we're on season nine now. Well, we haven't... All Stars next. Okay. Also, RuPaul has a new game show on Logo called Gay for Play. So good.
Dude, I don't get fucking Logo anymore. It got moved to a different tier in my cable package.
That's garbage.
I know, I was pissed. Right before Eurovision, and I was, like, furious
about it. I missed Eurovision because it was the first wedding I worked at my new job, and Zach was having a party, and it was like, oh... And it was the first time it was broadcast in the U.S.
I know!
I'm so upset!
Garbage. It's hot garbage.
It is garbage. What are we talking about?
Are we talking about Raw?
So, in the beginning, it was AJ and Roman talking.
Yeah. Who cares?
Whatever. I like this feud. I genuinely do. I just don't know why I've seen it so much.
You know, honestly, I don't even think that the feud has been going on that long. It's only been since...
But we've seen the matches so many times. Why do I need to see a match again and again and again? It's not even like little build-ups.
I mean, that's WWE's style now. That's a thing. But, you know, it's so weird. Like, I agree. I like this feud... a lot, actually. I really like this feud. I like the idea of the Usos versus the Club. I like the idea of Roman versus AJ. But AJ's not a good babyface. He's a much better heel, and, like, his promos have not been great because
he's
just...
You know what
he's
good at, though?
What?
Fixing sinks.
Oh, my God. If you need something to do with your hand, you need to call Mr. Handy.
It's on our Tumblr. You need to see it. He was in a music video. I literally stopped watching it, and I was like, I don't get it. And then I was like, well, he said watch to the end, so I went back. And then I was like, oh my God.
I know, as soon as he showed up, I was like, oh.
Also, like, no offense, but he's not cute. You couldn't get anybody else?
That's terrible.
You low-rent country star?
He has no beard, he has the biggest baby face
I thought
ever.
I was waiting for it to be a parody, and I was like, oh no, it's not.
No, it's not.
It hit every
music
video. She
unscrews all the light bulbs in her house.
Oh my God, like a psychopath.
He carries her out of her own home in the end. Where are they going?
I don't know. It's not good.
Oh my God. AJ Styles was in a music video.
A country music video.
It's really bad.
Called Something to Do with Your Hands?
Yeah, if you need something to do with your hands.
Oh my God.
It's very bad.
I watched one of her other music videos.
Why?
It was just her crying out of a rainy window.
No.
I'm staring out this rainy window. I hate country music.
Shut it down.
Modern country music is... the worst.
Pop country is bad.
Okay, that's fair. Pop country is bad. That's what I meant, Matt.
Yeah.
Well, but, like, 90s pop country is good. Like, I'll do a watermelon crawl all day.
Yeah. I'm Shania Twain. I'm all about that. That's
right.
Good pop country.
I will drink strawberry wine.
Yes, you will.
But, you know.
Yeah. And, like, I like the Dixie Chicks. They're good. They covered Daddy Lessons from Lemonade, which, you know, that's a fucking straight-up country song. And they were like, yeah, bitch, we're covering this song. It was very good. It was not as good as Beyonce, obviously, but, you know, whatever. Anyway.
What are we talking about?
Roman versus AJ. I like the feud a lot. I like the idea of it. It's just that... AJ's not a very good babyface. I wish that he was a heel, because his fucking faction are heels. It doesn't make sense. And, like, Roman's a bad babyface. Like, I've grown a lot fonder of his wrestling. I'm way more on board with that. But the writing is bad. And it's already very difficult.
Yeah, but we have to rely on their wrestling to get the story
Yeah,
over.
Absolutely. It's just that babyface versus babyface is very difficult in the confines of the WWE.
But he's not a good guy. He's just the guy.
But they're both just the guys. They're both just, like, a guy. And it's like,
hey, I'm just a guy.
Yeah, I, like, don't understand who I'm supposed to cheer for. Like, am I supposed to boo Roman? Are you encouraging that now? Am I supposed to cheer him because he's with the Usos, who are, like, the ultimate babyfaces? Yeah. Like,
I also hate that they're called The Club. Really? Like, you didn't get the rights. Just make up a different name.
I know.
Start high-fiving instead of Too Sweetie.
I feel like if they come, if they're the club, and then Baylor comes up, he's like, oh, you were the club, and now you're the Baylor club. Also,
Bulletproof baby!
Also, come on, we know that the clique had four people in it, just bring Finn up already! Like, come on!
All the Finn Watch memes are killing me.
Oh my god, they're killing me! It's the best. All of the photos of the club clicking, and then Finn looking sadly into the distance were my favorite. Like, we all know this is coming. It's ridiculous. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that SNL sketch that they did about Game of Thrones with, spoiler, when Jon Snow came back. Did you see that?
Can we just talk about Game of Thrones this week?
I haven't seen the last two episodes, so no, we cannot. The last thing I saw was Jon Snow coming back. So
this week? Oh my god.
I'm so behind.
It was so good.
I'm so behind in everything.
No spoilers, but, like, my girl Sansa got, like, some solid moments.
Fucking
some
thank god.
Solid shit. And then, like, Dany became the Dany we remembered.
Oh, thank god. Okay, good. That's what I needed to hear. That's good.
The end, just picture, is gonna make your, like, brain explode.
Okay, good.
So good.
I just felt so apathetic. Last season,
I stopped watching last season. Yeah, I know. I only caught up because I was like, it's coming back. I should, like, start reading.
Did you see the SNL sketch about the...
No, I don't watch SNL.
I very rarely watch it anymore, but the whole thing was like, come on, bring him back. We know this is happening. He's really, really dead. Come on, we get it. What is going on?
Yeah.
And that is sort of how I feel about this Roman AJ thing, where it's like, I don't understand.
Even,
like,
if you're telling the best story in the world, we all know how it ends.
Exactly. And I'm just like, God, it's okay, I like the story, but can we literally just go a little bit faster with this? It's just really frustrating.
Yeah.
So I came
in during the four-way for the tag team. So it was Cesaro and
So you missed the moment between Stephanie and Shane. When Shane came out and set the match, and he was like, you guys should, we're going to settle this in the ring with Kevin and Miz versus Sammy and Cesaro. And
because it was originally Sammy versus Cesaro, just those two, right?
Yes. And then Miz and Kevin Owens were on opposite sides of commentary, and we're doing a great job. Fucking crushing it, obviously. Because
both great in commentary.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're both the best.
And Kevin Owens is like, I don't need to be out here with this bullshit. Goodbye. And, like, rips his headset off, and they brawl. It was great. That was probably one of my favorite moments of Raw, actually, last night. Shane comes out and is like, I'm going to pair you up. And I was watching it with guy friends of mine, and one of them, Devin, who I normally watch with on Mondays, was like, they fucking did this on SmackDown. We saw this exact same match with the exact same outcome. And then Stephanie comes out and is like, you know, actually, maybe since we already did this match, we should put Cesaro and Miz and Kevin and Sami Zayn on the same team. And Kevin Owens just starts fucking losing his mind. Actually, no, that's not true. He got paired with Miz and he went, he's the worst one! He's the worst one! Which was perfect, and I loved it.
What's that line where he says, oh, look at you, such a good wrestler?
He's the best! He's the fucking best! So Stephanie comes out and says that, and she's like, my idea's better. And Shane is like, yeah, your idea is better. And that's how they wound up with those teams, which, right, like, coming in on that might have been like, what?
I just was like, sure, whatever.
This is raw. Anything can happen. But it was nice. It was, like, a nice moment. And, like, we talked before we went on air, too, about, is Stephanie gonna turn heel?
I bet I bet Shane turns heel on
her. I agree. I think it's gonna be Shane, because he can turn heel and leave and be done. And he's not going to be there forever, as far as we know. Like, we know this is kind of a limited run thing, so why send the good guy away? Like,
right.
That doesn't really make sense. We would just be going back to the old stuff. And while I'm sad that Stephanie is a fucking primo heel, like, the best in the company, basically. Maybe one of the best heels in the world, straight up, because she's incredible.
Straight up, no tell me, do you really want to love me forever?
So I like the idea of her as a babyface, and I think it works because Triple H kind of needs to be a babyface because of NXT. Yeah, so it's very difficult to have him run this very split role. And she's such a good guy in real life. Like, she does all of this charity, and it does make sense for her to be sort of heel-ish, but be a babyface.
Okay.
So it's... And, like, she slapped Ric Flair, but who didn't want to see Ric Flair get slapped? So that it's
she,
like that...
She was like, Shane's a nice guy. I'm not! Bam! Or Shane respects you. I don't.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. So it's, like, weird. I don't trust it. I feel like it's going to break down at any moment. And I kind of don't want Stephanie to be a babyface, but... Whatever, I guess.
Whatever.
That's fine. That's fine, I guess.
What else happened? Out of order. We really couldn't come up with a better name other than Breeze Dango. Why would
Febreze?
We call it, why would we Febreze? Or that's probably trademarked.
Yeah.
What about Hot Moves? I don't know.
They're my new favorite tag team. I fucking love
them. I hope that
them.
They become an actual tag team and they get a better name. Because they work together.
They are great together. They're such good.
I'm glad that they won. Like, I know they'll get beat eventually, like, once
I don't even
Golden
care.
Truth rallies, but I like it.
Tyler Breeze has gotten 2 wins on Monday Night Raw. That is... Thank God. Thank God.
I'm into it.
I love it. And they're so good at being smarmy dicks.
Like, I love when they're like, it's the new era, idiots.
I just love it. You can just feel the contempt from them. And they're like, we're so good looking. Look at how good looking they are.
Honestly, bye. Every time anybody says new era, I hear new error. And I'm like, meh.
Huh? Yeah.
I hate WWE's thing of being like, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
It is a Divas revolution. It is the new era. Like, just fucking let things happen.
Right? It's fine. Just say it once. Once an episode. Once an hour is enough. Thank you.
Jericho and Dean Ambrose are gonna be in an asylum match?
Yeah.
Whatever
new match. It's a new kind of match. It's basically...
It's just a cage match with a bunch of shit on the ring.
You know what it made me think of? The TNA women's match with all of the shit hanging from the ceiling. I don't remember if that was a title match or not.
I don't remember.
It was the gauntlet one where they let... It was Jade and Gail and they started and then someone came in every 30 seconds after that.
Yeah.
And I think that was the title, the one that Jade won the title in. But they had all the shit hanging from the ceiling and as soon as they lowered that cage, I was like, did they just straight up steal this from the knockouts division? Because this is, it's the exact same setup.
But with like loony bin stuff.
It's weird, like, we're getting all of these.
But like, I don't know. I don't know if it turns out to be like a hardcore, actual hardcore match, then like, awesome. But if it's just going to be another like phone it in match.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like everyone was disappointed with Dean's last match with Brock because it was very short and it wasn't nearly the violence that we all wanted. And I feel like Jericho is the kind of dude who would be like, fuck yeah, let's do this. Like, he's in great shape. He's going on tour with Fozzy over the summer. So this might be the, like, beat the balls out of me, and then I'll
leave. The lady balls.
Right. Beat the lady balls out of me, and then I'll leave. Because he and Fozzy are going on, like, a 3-week cruise with Kiss, so he's...
Great.
They have to give him, So they have to give him some kind of exit strategy. And I feel like...
That makes sense.
This might be it. And if, like, Dean beats the living piss out of Jericho, like, that's kind of what we all want to see anyway.
Right.
So I'm into it. I kind of like it. Right. I like that we're seeing all of the weapons that were introduced before WrestleMania that we never got to actually see because that match was garbage. So I'm excited about it. It's going to be weird.
It is going to be weird.
But I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I think it'll be an interesting match. We got a fucking million-minute-long match between Kalisto and Alberto Del Rio, and then Rusev and Sin Cara were there, and, like... Whatever. It was just too much time.
He went on very long. ADR's dick was very prominent as usual. As soon as he walked out, I was like, this is my favorite ADR outfit. I love the red. I think he looks really good in red. And then was like, my God, his penis is prominent. And I'm watching with 3 dudes. I was like, yo, this is
thing. He must, like, fluff it. There's no way.
He must, or he has total shower, no grower, where, like, it's the exact same size when it's hard. It must be, because it looks fucking enormous, but he's soft? I don't know. It's very weird.
Maybe he's not soft. Maybe he gets a hard on every time.
I don't know. No, he was, like, full on hard on at the end of the match. He stood up on the turnbuckles, and I was like, oh my! Oh my goodness!
Oh yeah, and you stood on these scummy...
He got turned on by winning a match. I mean, whatever, that bronze medalist had a hard on in his longboard swimming program.
Ew. Ew. ew, ew. New Day has a time machine. And I know that fucking Gino from KHL.
I hated it.
Fuck you. It was hilarious.
I hated it. I absolutely hated it.
But you love this garbage Bob Backlund. Your taste is the worst.
Your taste is the worst.
No. No, no, no.
No, no, no. We are not doing that. Different strokes. We've been different strokes for different folks. Right? Yeah,
good, bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Why? It was funny.
There were very funny moments of it. I just didn't really care for it. It just wasn't for me, and I don't really like New Day's baby faces. That was a big part of it.
Big E was great in it. Kofi was great in it. Xavier, like, was great in it. It was a dumb cardboard box with a bunch of shit in it that got destroyed.
I liked the beginning that he was like, this is not a time machine. What is this? What is going on? But then as soon as it was like, we're going back in time, it was like, okay, we're just not going to acknowledge that three black men are about to go back to the 1800s.
Oh, I did have that thought. I was like, anybody going to make a joke? No,
it made me,
we're
really,
not going to make a joke.
See, that's the thing, is it made me uncomfortable, and heel New Day would have been like, yo, we're going to address this because it's a total heel move to be like, hope we don't get enslaved or some bullshit. But they didn't, and I was, it felt really weird to me.
What are you going
to
do? You don't have any other babyface tag teams.
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
We have fucking Dudleys and Big Cass by himself.
I think Enzo's coming back.
Well, yeah, he was only out for 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's only been 3 weeks at the Extreme Rules, so if he had a super bad concussion, it'd be longer than that. Paige was out for like a fucking month and a half. I mean, the five villains are good. I liked the end of the segment. I liked when Kofi came out. It was Jamaican Kofi. That was nice. I enjoyed moments of the segment. I just didn't care for it. It just drove home that I wish that they were heels, mostly, is why I did not like it.
They can't be heels.
I know.
Just deal with it.
I know.
If you want the vaudevillains to get over, then
I know,
they can't be heels.
That's the great thing, is I think they're doing a great job of putting the vaudevillains over, and they're really holding their own, too. So, like, they both needed this. New Day needed somebody as a babyface team to push them, and the vaudevillains needed a babyface team to escalate them, who were not Enzo and Cass.
Right, and then it was Becky and Dana. They had a whatever match. Becky's not great, or Dana's not great in the ring, but she's... good.
The weird thing
work.
About Dana is that I think her short matches aren't great, but her long matches have been good.
Yeah.
Like, if you give her time to work, she has good ring psychology.
And it wasn't the worst. It wasn't, like, Eva Marie bad.
Right, right,
like,
yeah.
It was just, like,
she's
a little
Emma.
Slow.
She's not as,
like,
good as Emma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the contract signing, which devolved into, like,
into chaos.
Rip,
yeah.
Into hitting rip, which is fine. Like,
I feel like we're missing something.
I don't care, because we have to hurry.
Okay.
We still have to talk about Lucha.
I'm super glad that they made that the main event. That was great. I'm very, very happy with that. I saw a bunch of people who were like, you should end with your champion. They did end with their champion. They ended with their women's champion. Fucking suck a dick. Suck so... like a huge bag of dicks. Like, it was great. Seeing Natty holding up the women's belt as the closing shot of Raw was fantastic.
It was great. And seeing Rick hit in the face was awesome.
Fantastic. Everything I wanted.
If you hear a noise in the background, it's because my boyfriend's cooking lunch, so just, or dinner, it's dinner time, so just, I don't know, deal with it.
Lucha. Okay, awesome.
So, this episode was so good. It started with, obviously, Dario is in bed with dirty politicians.
God, he's the best. That scene was great. Dario looking scared was, like, super
I like that.
Awesome. Last week we talked about how I feel like Dario is my favorite character because I'm really compelled by his story. This was, like, a total backup to that. Like,
absolutely.
All of his back stuff, his stage stuff has been great. Like, who is this character?
Is Lorenzo Lamas, that's his real name, right?
Yes.
He's not weird. Is he the mayor or is he, like,
he's a councilman.
Councilman. That's
his name is Councilman Delgado. That's his IMDb
Delgado.
Credit.
Delgado. All right. I like that you looked it up.
Yes,
on IMDb.
I did. I was like, how do I not see any spoilers? IMDb will not tell me any spoilers.
True.
That's what I need. Also, just in case nobody noticed, and I say this every single week that I watch Lucha, he was Tom in Grease. So, you know, do with that what you will.
Weirdo.
It's super weird.
And he was like, oh, my boss's ascension. Like,
yeah,
that was intense.
When he's done
ascending. Ascension is an intense word.
Yeah, seriously. I love it. I love, too, that Dario was like, I'm going to have a tequila. And he was like, you're going to have a whiskey. Like, oh, damn.
Cerveza.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
So, the first match was the crew, essentially.
Yes.
But in singles. So, it was the three of them. So, it was Joey Ryan, Cortez Castro, and Mr. Cisco.
Yes.
In a match. And Joey Ryan, played it like Joey Ryan. He came out. He kind of got in a fight. He backed away.
He let them fight each other.
Let them fight. And then they rolled him up and was like, I'm the winner. Tides. And it was the last medallion.
Yes, it was the last medallion. So he'll be
Joey Ryan is going to be in the medallion match.
I love it.
Cannot wait. I love that Joey Ryan uses his lollipop as a weapon. Yes. Just like flips it at people. It's brilliant. Fucking brilliant. I love it. I
love it.
Backstage segment with Mill and Katrina. Katrina, if you do the math, so she was alive for a while, mm-hmm. and she's been trapped for 197 years. This bitch is over 200 years old!
Yeah, seriously. I like how she's like, we will be immortal. I'm like, you're basically already immortal.
Bitch, how are you not immortal?
Right? Like, what? You're very young still. I'm
she's
very
so scary. Confused. The other day when we were like, who is he praying to? I think he's praying to her.
Really?
I think he summons her. I think he's praying to her. Who else would he be praying to?
I don't know. That's why I've been very confused by it.
I think he's praying to her.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. That would make sense that he's always there and she always is there too.
Also, fucking, they leave to go get ready for the match and King Quintero pops up, does his little arrow, bam, bam.
So, I watched this episode twice, and I must have had a stroke the first time I watched it because I did not see King Quintero come out and was very confused at the end of the episode. Like, what the fuck is this motherfucker doing here? So the second time I watched it, I was very surprised to see King Quintero at the end. I don't know. I watched it totally sober, too. I don't understand how I missed that. So, you know, very exciting. It was very cool.
We had the Trios Championship match. So it was Prince Puma, Rey Mysterio, and Dragon Azteca Jr.
Strongest game gear in the temple. Oh, straight up. The best. They walked in and I was like, damn!
And they work together really, really
like,
well.
Like, they are one person. It is bananas.
Like a weird lucha transformer.
I love it.
And then it was Evie, Havoc, and Johnny Mundo!
With Taya.
I cannot wait for Evie versus Taya.
I can't either.
I love how they built that up. This match was basically just to build that up.
Yeah, I agree. I will say, though, I think it's important to call Lucha out when they do shitty stuff, too. They said some shitty stuff on commentary.
I wasn't listening. Oh, maybe. What did they say?
They said some shitty sexist stuff about, like, oh, well, of course and Taya can't get along because women are naturally catty. And I was like, I'm going to vomit. That's fucking bullshit.
I did notice because Vampiro, every time he talks about Taya, he talks about his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Which drives me nuts.
It was just like a perfect combination of women are all catty. Yeah, it reminds me of my ex-wife. And I was like, I'm going to punch you in your fucking face. Like, that is... Come on, you guys are so much better than that.
I literally had to stop listening to the live Colt Cabana podcast because I couldn't handle Matt Stryker.
Ooh.
I just stopped. I was like, I fucking can't handle this guy.
Yeah.
Kayfabe cannot handle Matt Stryker. Matt Stryker on commentary, fine.
Yeah.
And, like, I know, like, Lady J doesn't like him a lot, and I get why, but I think it's just because I hate the Pope so much, and I'm used to so much worse commentary watching TNA every week that, like... Lucha is
tolerance
like
a lot higher.
Miles above, so I feel like my tolerance for commentary is like a very specific tolerance.
Yeah. No, that's totally legit.
The Havoc cutter, like the springboard cutter to Dragon Azteca Jr. Ugh, so sick.
So good.
I'm like legit a little bit worried about Ivelisse and her ankle. That was scary for like a second.
Yeah, it scared the shit out of me. But at the same time, like, there was this show of respect, and then Havoc and Rey did the show of respect, too, so it makes me think that it was planned. And the rest of the match, she seemed fine. Like, she was running around and doing shit, and, like, she and Taya got into it, and she seemed fine. So I think that was kayfabe.
I love Taya talking on the outside of the ring. Like, when Mundo kicked Evie, she was like, what the? Like, what are you guys doing, you idiots?
Yes.
I just, like... I want to see Havoc versus Dragon Azteca out of singles. That's what I want.
Yeah, that would be good.
Also, like, Rey Mysterio and Prince Puma, they're good at sharing.
Yes.
Rey Mysterio set it up, and then was like, no, you
have it. He hit that splash. Havoc was very close to the turnbuckle. Like, I cannot believe that he could hit that. It was very short, and it looked flawless. So good. Yeah. Fucking Bobby yelled at me about having Ricochet and Prince Puma tied as the same person on my list. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I mean, like, they are very different characters.
They're very different characters, but he, as a wrestler... is one of my favorites because he is multifaceted and that's what I like. I should have been more clear about that.
The pageantry of Lucha Underground is so stunning to me. All of the Day of the Dead stuff was great. I love that they took the time to do the parade and set it up and be like, no, this is not a casket mask. This is grave consequences.
Yes.
People do not come back from this. Where's Conan? That motherfucker is dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Not Conan. We get it. I'm white. Leave me alone.
I love it. I love the pageantry of it. I love that it's a 45-minute show with commercials, and they take the time to do this. Like, that, it's such good storytelling. And it really sets up for how grave the consequences of this match are, that it's not just a casket match. You're totally right. I completely agree with you.
I love that the crowd bowed down to Eva. Or not Eva. Bowed down to Katrina.
Yes.
That was awesome. That's Paula. I can't even imagine being hit by one of those chairs.
No, I can't either.
I also love that they kept calling the caskets death boxes.
Yes. What did they say that they were made out of? I missed it both times.
I don't know.
Bananas.
I didn't listen to that. Also, throwing flowers, like, all the setup, that's really funny to me. Like, that's like a little weird comical moment.
Yep.
Can we talk about that point where he just fucking punched through the casket?
Bananas!
That was the dopest thing I think I've ever seen.
I loved it. It was so great.
I also am, like, when analyzing this match as a whole, I like that they're both similar builds, and, like, it could be a very boring match, but I like that just means, like, suplexes onto shit, and, like, the symbolism and how they set it up of ripping the mask. It was, like...
Yeah.
It wasn't just, like, oh, they're ripping the mask because it's the Lucha mask, but, like, they, like, set up the story that I thought was really, really nice.
Yeah. I heard a comparison, too, that, like, the way that you saw the damage played out in the Mariposa... sexy star matches, that you saw it on their bodies, but between Matanza and Mil Muertes, it was the destruction of everything around them.
Right.
Because they were such big, immovable forces, that in the end there was only one coffin that was left, because they fucking destroyed all of them.
Yeah.
Which was incredible.
I also really like the pace of the match. Like, they're not fast. It was slow and methodical. They're not little flippers. They're not jumping jabronis. Like, they're big guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
I liked, and it worked.
There was that awkward moment where Matanza threw the lid of the coffin out, and there was, like, that downtime. But it almost, I liked it in a lot of ways because it contributed to that pace of the match where it was like, we're so tired. We have beat the shit out of each other. Right. We barely know what we're doing.
Matanza could take down everyone, but Mil is the one person that he might be able to.
Right.
Not take down.
Right, right.
Matanza hits Katrina with a chair.
Yeah.
Picks her up like a fucking doll.
Ragdolled her.
With his, like, face right in her titties. Yep. I was like, Mantaza's having a nice moment by himself right here. he has the stone. He throws the stone into the casket. What? Throws her in. Boom. Bye, Katrina. Ugh. I mean, I was super upset, but, like, good story time.
Right? I was also like that Mil wasn't...
I was afraid that, like, he was gonna... once The Rock was gone, he was gonna, like, break free or something. I like that it was not like... He was like, no, that's my priestess. That's who I pray to. That's my goddess of death. Do not fuck with that.
Yeah.
And even though, like, he lost, technically. I mean, it's Mil. I think Mil will be back. She'll bring him back.
Yeah. But she said he's wandered through the underworld before. So
it gives him time. It gives us time to not have Katrina and Mil for a couple episodes and focus on some other stuff. And that way, when they come back for this ascension or whatever, that'll be good.
We're only
and then fucking. But King Cuerno fucking stole the body.
Yes, that's right. So
Katrina fucking straight up disappears.
Yeah,
I mean, gone. I know how they did it. When everyone was like if they didn't stop the match to like have her run out, like I know how they did it. Yeah. It's not. Like, it's just the magic box. Like, you just pulled down the thing. Like, she's still in the box, everybody.
She's still in the box.
She's still in the box.
I assume that that's what they did.
Yeah.
That makes the most sense.
It's just a false bottom, everybody.
Yeah.
Duh.
NBD. It's cool.
No big deal. Whatever. I'm friends with a bunch of magicians.
I don't know if that's something to brag about.
Yeah, I dated a magician once and he made my computer disappear.
That guy was a magician!
Yeah, that guy was a magician. It's not funny.
Yes, it is!
Whatever, I have to get ready for the show. We gotta talk. Then we have another backstage segment. It's not funny, Nick! Nick, it's not funny!
Yes, it is! Yes, it is.
The employer, the show rolls up in a big-ass limo. Employer got swag. I loved how, like, scared Lorenzo Lamas was.
Yes.
Councilman...
Delgado.
Called him my lord.
Yes.
Also, I literally missed...
$50,000 they gave him, too. Damn.
I missed that Matanza had a god trapped inside of him.
I did, too. I also missed that, and I heard it recapped and was like, oh.
So, like, that makes sense. So then this could be anybody. Yeah. Theoretically. This could be, literally, this could be Conan. This could be...
It could be anybody.
Could be Dragon Azteca Sr. This could be Big Rick. This could be literally anyone.
Yeah.
I only say Big Rick because there's a cigar.
That's what I thought, too. Like, I hope this is Big Rick and he somehow is coming back. He's like a
and
monster
guy. And has two eyes.
Ooh. Or two eye patches. That's what I hope happens.
Two eye patches. That's what's going to happen.
Okay, good.
Alright, well, I have to go put on makeup and curl my hair because I have to do a gig tonight because, you know, the hustle is real.
So real. I have to write a paper. Whatever. My whole life is like that.
So real. Like we said up top, our recording schedule is going to be wonky for the next 2 weeks. We'll try and get something out if we can, but if we don't, just follow us on Twitter. I'm at Stella_Cheeks.
I'm at Urgency.
And check our Tumblr. We're at notyourdemographic.tumblr.com. Hopefully we'll put some like interesting articles up, or maybe we'll write some stuff or do more lists that apparently everyone hates, even though those lists are really well thought out, you buttholes.
Yeah, and seriously, if y'all want to send us your top 10 lists, go ahead. That'd be great.
And I'll laugh at you. I'm not going to laugh at you. Yeah. Unless you're one of the people that's being a butthole, then I'll laugh at you.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
You earned it. Anyway, you can also email us at notyourdemo@gmail.com.
And you can find us on iTunes. Please subscribe and rate and review. It means a whole bunch. We got one new review. And if you give me a moment, I'll pull it up.
Oh, hey.
While I'm pulling it up, you can also find us at CageSideSeats.com. We're on their YouTube page and we're on their website, and you should just go there for your wrestling news because they're amazing.
Yeah.
So we got a new review from MK Hawkeye. Gotta say, love me some Hawkeye. Comics Hawkeye, not film Hawkeye, because it is garbage that Hawkeye has a family. It completely destroys the whole characterization of Hawkeye, and it makes me so mad. Also, Jeremy Renner's a tool bag.
I like Jeremy Renner.
Go read some articles about Jeremy Renner and his conversations about women. Have fun, Aaron. Not going to like Jeremy Renner after you read those.
That sucks.
It does suck. Also, Hawkeye should not have a family or children. Hawkeye should have a brother, and he should be best friends with Kate, and he should be bad at dating. That is Hawkeye.
I mean, I'm not arguing with you.
Civil War was a good movie, though.
Anyway.
Now Your Demographic has the perfect balance of analysis and enthusiasm. Stella and Aaron are so charismatic, and their chemistry comes through in every episode. A no-joke must-listen.
Baller. Thanks.
Thanks, MK Hawkeye.
Sorry, spurned that rant real quick.
Yeah, but honestly, if that person's name is Hawkeye, they probably like the comic books and they know what I'm talking about. Fair. They know what I'm talking about.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, well.
Rant over. See you next week, guys. Or not next week. See you whenever we see you.
Yeah.
Whatever. We'll be back soon.
Yeah. Peace to jabronis.
FABULOUS.
What are you trying to do?
What are you trying to do?
Record a podcast.